truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy mother trucking edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room on a beautiful morning up here in Hollywood for Straight Up Reels. It's nice out, so it's gonna get hot. It's February and it's getting hot. Ain't so sure I'm used to this shit. Whatever. I want a little bit of temperate weather. Is that what they got? Is that even the right word? I don't know. I'm just going to move on. Shut the fuck up, Hick. Keep doing your particulars. But this here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick. And you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Like I tell you all the time, if you throw a / listen behind that, guess what happens? You will get all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Okay. Don't be missing out. Fabulous programming to be found everywhere. The Hollywood Hick in particular comes on every day on the 7s, meaning 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening. Now that's West Coast time over here in the United States of America. If you want to see it on hear it on the East Coast, that'd be 10 o'clock. Anywhere else in the world, you're just going to have to do some math because the Hollywood Hick is not prepared. And that's just how that shit works. But you can also follow me on the Twitters at Hollywood Hick, and you can also follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Okay. So, is that all the particulars? I feel like there should be more particulars, but whatever. We would just move on. If I remember particulars, we'll just keep going. Because I have been perusing things, and really, I don't give two fucks about what's going on in the world out there right now. I was looking at the internets and what's happening. All people are talking about is stuff I could give two mother trucks about. Like, really, I can't. It's just too much for me. So I was like, well, maybe I'll just visit some of my sites and see what's happening on there and see what's going on. But then my computer is slow as fuck these days. I don't know. I think I done bogged it down with all kind of nonsense. Maybe clicked on too many things because, you know, that happens. Because I was talking with somebody and at their workplace recently, they got virused and took everything down. Somebody clicked on the wrong thing. Virus got up in there and fucked a bitch up. That's what happened. So be careful about them viruses, y'all, because it's still real. They will come in and fuck some shit up. And don't be doing it at work. You be careful on what you click at the workplace because then they'll come after you. But a friend was telling me about that. Somebody got all kind of some stuff jacked up. But I was thinking today here on the Hollywood Hick program, because I'm looking at stuff like I have not saved hardly no stories. Let me look. I look at the flip boards. Let me see what I've done. I don't know what I've done. I can't remember because you know what I do all the time? Fucking work. It's the most miserable existence ever. I don't know how people do this stuff. I am like tired of responsibilities. Responsibilities give me a headache. Yesterday was one of them days where I just wanted to just quit. Just say fuck this shit and walk on out the door. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, good Lord have mercy. Can't people just calm the hell down for a hot minute? And why the fuck can't people just do shit right and move on with their day? I don't understand. I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm the only one who gets it. And that is becoming tiring. But I don't want to talk about the workplace because it gives me a headache. And I'm trying to like maintain this lifestyle, but I might have to go back to poor because poor is more fun apparently. But whatever. Did I put anything in here? Kanye was getting all Kanye about shit. Maybe we should talk about that first because he cracks my ass up. Like lately, like this dude, like he runs, it's like the false sense of grandeur that runs through that dumbass is beyond anything I have. It cracks, like, I don't know. Like, I can't decide if it's an act because he knows he gets a lot of attention because he's a complete freaking psychopathic narcissist because it's like his need for attention is beyond anyone I can't even think of anybody who just needs attention, good, bad, indifferent. Well, I guess his wife's family would fall into that category because that happens because what's her name? Which one? The Chloe one got all fucking, gets all, but this is the thing. Okay. Was I going to talk about this story? I might as well. Did I save a link to it? Let me see. Yep, I sure enough did. Let's get over to this here page so that I can actually make some sense when I'm talking about some things, right? But, so like, okay, whatever, Kanye's mess. But then they're like his wife, Kim Kardashian, we get it. Like, she's just as, like, freaking vapid as they come, and I still can't figure out people's fascination with vapid. It makes no sense to me. Like, I at least want somebody to be campy or fun or do some shit, but she doesn't do anything that's worth noting other than, like, walking around looking like a freaking hybrid between a Muppet and a Hobbit. I don't get it. I really don't get it. But this Chloe one, her little sister, right? She's like all been on this like kick about like I'm gonna get in shape and beautify myself. It's like, okay, you can only, like, I don't care how much fucking work you throw at these girls. I don't know where people like how beautiful they are. No, they're weird fucking looking, okay? They're just weird looking. It ain't normal. It's like you look at the progression of their face. It's like my Big Ange. Oh, rest in peace, Big Ange. I'm still upset about that. We'll talk about that because, you know, like she had her memorial, which looked like a tits good time. I'm kidding. That is the kind of freaking going out I want. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But this Khloe Kardashian, right? Because these girls are always Instagramming shit and doing stuff. But they're always photoshopping stuff. So it's like, it ain't real. But they want you to think, oh, look how great I look and all that. So whatever. She's doing this one thing where she's like showing off her flat stomach. So, okay, good for you. You flattened your fat ass stomach out because you were running around chunk as fuck for a while, right? Completely chunk as fuck. So now you're getting yourself together. You're putting these Instagram pictures up. Well, people noticed that on your Instagram that you were photoshopping that shit because you fucking didn't fix the door frame that was behind you that's now curved on account of you changed what the picture looked like so that it make you look a little bit better. So then these people start calling her ass out. But this is the thing. If you're gonna do something and get caught, you can't get butt hurt over it, okay? Just because you got caught don't make people haters. Actually, that makes you a mouth-breathing moron for not fucking noticing it to begin with. And you, whoever you're hiring to do your photoshopping, you should probably get somebody who's better at it because this shit is fucking Bush League, okay? Okay. But over here on page 6, right? There's this thing that says Khloe Kardashian caught altering gym selfie, right? So she's in this picture. She actually looks kind of good for her ass. Like, she's not a pretty girl. I don't care what nobody says. Like, you can throw a lot of makeup on it and everything and kind of like gussy it up a little bit, but it still ain't what I would actually refer to as pretty. But I do feel like she might be the most fun of these freaking Kardashian bitches. But I still, like, whatever. I just don't get it. It's like, just whatever. And apparently, like, her talk show is tanking or whatever. She's got some like cocktails with Khloe on one of those low rent freaking cable networks or whatever. And like, nobody really gives a fuck about it. She's all butthurt about that too. But you know what? Sometimes people get sick of your ass, and apparently people are getting sick of your ass. But apparently, she says here, the talk show host shared a post-workout selfie on Wednesday with striking evidence it's been altered, right? In the snapshot, Kardashian 31 stands before a bathroom mirror, lifting up her shirt and tugging on her pants to show off her abs. She probably ain't got no pubes down there either. I can tell, like, it all looks like smooth as hell, and I'm telling you, that shit is weird. If you are an adult who has gone through puberty and you ain't got a couple of little springing hairs down there, then something's fucking wrong with you, because that looks weird, okay? It's just weird. Like, children ain't got hair down there. And if you shave all your hair off down there, then it's like, I'm like, ugh, I can't. It just takes me to, I'm like, no. That just, like, no. It just brings up images that I prefer not to have to, like, have swirling around up in my brains, right? That's just how I feel about it. I don't care. If it's that's your thing, great. I talk to other people like, oh, I can't stand it. But you know what? That is what people are. That's what, you know what that hair is for? It holds on to the muskiness. It's supposed to be, like, getting you all riled up. The musky is supposed to be good. There is a fine line between musky and, oh my lord, you need to go give that shit a scrubbing, okay? There's good musk, and then there is cross the line musk, all right? So just keep that in mind, people. There is such a thing. Johnny Depp, I can guarantee you got cross the line musk, because that motherfucker looks like he stank to high heaven. I don't care. Like, I'm telling you, that dude is the Brando of this generation. He was super hot when he was younger, but every day he gets freaking more and more fug. He is not cute anymore by any stretch of the word. I don't care. Anybody says Johnny Depp is still hot, you are living in a fantasy world and you are thinking back into like 20 years ago, because no, he is in no way, shape, or form still hot. Ugh. Ugh. I would not hit that with your dick. I'm just saying is out. But goes on here, it says, she, but some caption of this picture, right, this stupid Khloe ass cunt trashian, it said, I'm trying to be better than I used to be. I compete with myself. Thanks at Gunner Fitness for kicking my ass today. How about thanks Photoshop, dude, for making me look better than I really do. But apparently it's been since deleted because people started calling her ass out. But followers were taking her, it says here, followers are taking Lamar Odom's estranged wife to task over the image. One chick said, like, I love you, but really, you look great. You don't need to edit your pics. No need to Photoshop. You have an amazing body. See, like, they're like giving her actually a freaking compliment. They're saying, like, why you feel the need to do this shit, dumbass? Because you look good. You're like, you look way better than your fat ass used to look. So, well, she's not a fat ass anymore, but you used to be a fat ass. So now it's like time to freaking figure this out and just quit being a dumbass and like get a better Photoshop dude so he'll make sure not to make the door frame curve with the freaking part of your body that they were altering, right? But then, of course, this Chloe gets all butthurt about it, right? And then she like sends back up another message that says, "If only hate and burn calories, how dope y'all would be. Too bad it doesn't. Here's the OG shot. The petty movement ain't cute." Fuck you, Chloe Kuntrashian. Let me tell you why. Because you got busted and then you got butthurt. I don't understand that. Like, you should have just been like, oops, y'all caught me, moving on, or just not say a fucking thing. But now you seem like a freaking bitch ass bitch because now you're trying to say people are hating when you were out there. Basically, you were lying. So you're saying that it's okay to lie and do anything. But I realize the family that you come from and what your freaking morals must be because I don't really feel like you have very many. So, like, that's just straight up bullshit. So, Chloe, honey, when you get busted, it's better to take the high road because now I look at you and I'm thinking, okay, and I'm looking at the unaltered picture they put in here and it's perfectly fine. Like, it's whatever. You have been working out and your body looks a whole lot better than it did a couple of years ago. Quit fucking thinking you gotta like accentuate everything. Quit being a dumbass and don't try to fucking point fingers at people on the flip side when you were the liar to start with. So you're saying it's okay to lie, but it's not okay to call the liar out. Fuck you. Shove all of that fucking attitude up your fucking ass like your sister got a fucking dick up there. It's the only reason any of y'all or anybody cares about it, because your sister took a curved dick up her ass and got on videotape and it got out to the world. So I always remember that. Like, you are who you are because your sister took a big, long, crooked pecker up the keister. Okay? Okay. All right, back to Kanye. I don't even know how I got. I hate talking about those people, but that one just like made me crack up. And Kanye, he's just crazy. I can't not talk about it. Like, I want to like not talk about or pay him any attention, but dude is straight up nuts. Like, I can't, like, honestly, like, you got to look up the TMZ video where he conks his head on that sign down there on Kwanga over here in Hollywood leaving some studio, because he knocks the fuck out of his head and goes ape shit, blaming everybody else. Like, no, maybe you should just pay attention where you're going and then realize that you asked for this celebrity, and what goes along with celebrity is paparazzi. So if you don't like it, your freaking wife allures it. So how about you just fucking deal with that and move the fuck on, you dumb shit, dumbass, right? Well, a couple of things have happened, but apparently some dude named Bob Ezrin. This is off of a hip-hop website called Hip Hop DX, I think. It's on the flip boards because I got a Hollywood Hick page, but I ain't been flipping much because you know what? Work too much. All I do is work freaking all the time at work, giving me freaking headaches. I don't usually get headaches. I've been getting headaches. I think I'm going to get brain cancer or something. Oh, that's hard, but I'm not going to say that because that's what my beloved Big Ange had. Sorry, Big Ange. I didn't mean to make light of the brain cancer. That's some straight-up bullshit. Sorry, girl. But apparently, there's some dude, he's a famed rock producer, and his name is Bob Ezrin, been around forever. Like, he produced people, like, let's go in here. Like, he produced people like, where'd it go? Oh, Lord have mercy. I am so ill-prepared today. But whatever. He produced a lot of, like, rock shit, and I'm guessing this dude is old, because that's just what it sounds like. But famed rock producer Bob Ezrin took his media perception and applied it to Kanye West's discography. In a blistering analysis of Yeezy's impact to music culture that appeared on the leftist, some freaking website or some blog or whatever. But this Ezrin fella asserted that West suffered from people, proofread your shit before you put it on the interwebs. It is not asserted that West suffered for delusion. I'm sure you meant he suffered from delusion of grandeur. Okay, so fucking proofread your shit. God, pay at least some freaking dude right out of college to reread something. Like, get an English major who ain't gonna get any other job because an English major is stupid, right? But says, Ezrin asserted that West suffered from stupid ass hip hop DX delusion of grandeur, and he wasn't the legend he claimed to be. Says here, unlike other creators in his genre, like Jay-Z, Tupac, Biggie, and even MC Hammer for that matter, it's unlikely that we'll be quoting too many of Kanye's songs 20 years from now. He didn't open up new avenues for public discourse like NWA, or introduce the world to a new art form like Grandmaster Flash, or even meaningfully and memorably address social issues through his music like Marshall. That's Eminem, because Marshall something, whatever his name is. I'm not a big Eminem fan. Actually, I'm not a big rap fan. It's just one of the genres of music I never really took to. I like my country music. I like my pop music. I like my freestyle. I like other stuff, but I just never took to a whole lot of rap. Like, I can't stand how every song today has to have a damn rap interlude. So they always just seem like they just threw it in because it's the thing to do. I don't get it. I don't like that. Sometimes it works when they throw it in. It's like, okay, great. It works in this, but don't just throw it in for the sake of having a damn rap interlude. Stupid, right? Well, he even named that Macklemore, which I think is just like some of the dumbest rap music I ever heard. And then Kendrick Lamar, who apparently is like the hot shit rapper right now. Everybody wants to like be him. But apparently Kanye West has won like 20 Grammy Awards, and he was named in Album of the Decade for the College Dropout one by Entertainment Weekly a while back, I reckon. I guess the first 10 years of this 2000s. But that apparently did not prevent this Ezra fella from laying criticism on Kanye. He said, instead, Kanye's greatest achievements have been in the form of excessive behavior, egomaniacal tantrums, and tasteless grandstanding. And that's some straight up truth right there, mother truckers. Kanye, it's like, that's what he does. That is a very good way of putting it. He is an expert at excessive behavior, egomaniacal tantrums, and tasteless grandstanding. He also went on, he said, what he is a true artist at is living his life out loud and shoving it down the throats of the rest of us, whether we give a shit or not. He's like that flasher who interrupts a critical game by running naked across the field. Is that art? I kind of wonder, because I listen to his shit, I'm like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Like, I don't understand what people think so great about it. And it's just maybe me missing it. I don't know. It's just how I feel about this shit, right? Guess who got butthurt and went crazy on a Twitter rant? I don't know who might do that, but somebody like loves his freaking Twitter rants. But I have noticed too that dude's Twitter rants have used less capital letters. And I think maybe somebody finally got through him that if you put everything in all caps, that means you're yelling and you look like an even bigger mouth breathing moron than you already do. So he's been using sentence case lately, which is like a lovely addition to it, so it doesn't look so freaking nuts. And sentence case, by the way, is much easier to read. So he's saying here, it says, has anybody heard of Bob Ezrin? No, they haven't. But you know what? Apparently he has like rock cred, and that's all that really matters. Just because you don't know who his old ass is doesn't mean he hadn't been around and been doing a lot of fucking shit. Okay, maybe you should look it up. That's what Google's for, dumbass. See, you're not even smart enough to Google some shit. He goes, what the fuck does he know about rap? Do something relevant. Please don't speak on me, bro, ever again. I love this speak on me stuff. What is this speak? Don't speak on me. What is that supposed to mean? Speak on me. It's speak of me. Don't speak or whatever. It's like, don't speak. And I realize this is coming from me in the way I talk all the time and try to like twist things around. But at least I'm cute when I do it is what I feel. This shit is just not cute. Don't speak on me ever again. Apparently, he got extra butt hurt by this dude saying that the Macklemores, you know, from that, what's that song he did about the thrift shop or whatever? So I guess that one's kind of catchy. But then it was like, oh, I gotta play that song one more time and I'm going to have to choke a bitch. I'm just saying. But apparently, he's saying he called Macklemore a nice human being, but basically said he sucks. I'm going to paraphrase some of this. But he go, okay, whatever. Let's just go to the actual tweets. They have him down here. Says, your kids are ashamed of their dad. Sorry for speaking about kids. But could you imagine if you were Bob Ezrin's kids? I would actually probably be really glad to be Bob Ezrin's kid, because that motherfucker has probably produced a whole lot of rock music to make him a whole lot of freaking money. So yeah, I'd be totally, totally stoked to have that as my daddy. If that's what you really want me to tell you. Like, no, if my daddy had freaking rock star producer money, then yeah, I would probably be like, yeah, because then I wouldn't be doing this freaking job every day trying to maintain a lifestyle so that I can like stay up here in this deluxe apartment in the sky up here in Hollywood and have me a Florida room. So yeah, I would probably be pretty dope down with that, Kanye, as a matter of motherfucking fact, dumbass. Then he's like, goes like, do something relevant. Please don't speak on me, bro, ever again. That fucking shit cracks me up. Don't speak on me, bro, ever again. I'm tired of old people that have no connection with anything trying to comment on music. He is commenting on music. He's worked in music for a lot longer than your dumbass. Like, you don't even make sense, Kanye. You don't even make sense, dude. You get that? Like, you just spout off a whole bunch of stuff. Apparently, because apparently if you read some of the tabloids too, this marriage of his with that freaking ugly ass Muppet slash Hobbit looking bitch of a wife of his is apparently not doing very well. And he's like losing all kind of money because he puts on these $23 million fashion shows or something with, I don't even know why you would call them fashions. It was like flesh colored material laid across people or something. It just was fucking fug. And from what I understand, it was a complete debacle. I don't care. And they're also trying to say this shit too, that he like, he's saving Tidal. It's got twice as many. They have twice as many subscribers now. Well, two times zero is still zero, motherfuckers. Okay. That's what I'm saying. If you had 20 fucking people that were getting your Tidal, now you got 40. That's all you got. So double a 420 is whatever. I find that the way that's worded, I find it highly suspect. Because what I understand, Tidal ain't got shit for fucking subscribers. So if you double your shitty fucking number of subscribers, it's really not that many. And then, wait a minute, he goes on. What does he say? It's guys like you that run companies and don't invest in ye, even if I'm your kid's idol. Like, how do you know you're his fucking kid's idol? And apparently this dude, he's been producing a lot of rock music. So I think you're full of fucking shit. Please, Bob, please never speak in public again. You are everything that is wrong with the old guard. Actually, no, Kanye, this is what it is. You're everything that's wrong with the new guard because you think that you should open your fucking mouth. You think that what everybody wants to pay attention. Right, honestly, I'm paying attention to what you say, but I'm making fun of you, Kanye. Just to get that, there's a marked difference between me respecting what you're saying and me coming on here going like, listen to this mouth breathing moron and the nonsense it spews out of his mouth. This is it. This is like narcissism to the highest level I have ever seen in my entire life. I can't. And I've known some fucking narcissistic people. I live out here in Los Angeles in the fucking land of self, mother trucking, entitled bitch ass bitches who have narcissism just oozing out of every mother trucking pore, right? He goes, he's like, bro, you said Macklemore was more important musically than me. No offense to Macklemore. He's a nice human being. Okay, then why the fuck you got to say it? Then why do you got to say it? He's like, I'm so sorry for them. I will send them free Yeezys to make up for the embarrassment that you have caused your family. Like, whatever, like, you know what? If they want free Yeezys, all you got to do is go onto the internet and you can find it anywhere. So you don't even have to bother sending it, dude. Whatever. He goes, I mean, these things go on and on and on. He's like, welcome to pop culture. I'm like, okay, dude, yeah, welcome to pop culture. But really, do you just want to be a pop culture freaking joke, Kanye? Because that's really what you're becoming. You're becoming a pop culture joke. You think you're important. The rest of us are looking at you like, look at this joke ass, bitch ass mother trucker. I don't freaking get it. So where was this? There was one more thing I wanted to say about the Kanye. Where did it go? I know I saved this shit somewhere. Where did it go? Because he was all up to, because I guess he was at the where was it, the One Oak, that club here in Los Angeles over in West Hollywood. And but he was like getting all but heard about this there too. And it's like, he can't let shit go. Like, people had already pretty much forgot about the fact that that Amber Rose schooled his ass on Twitter by saying he likes to get a finger stuck up his ass during sexy times, which is actually, by the way, absolutely nothing wrong with it. But he cannot let it go. Like, the simple like insinuation that he has had a digit up his bunghole puts him so over the edge. Like, he doesn't want anybody, because of, you know, he's got all those gay rumors about him too. Apparently he's a big old homo as well, because that's why South Park did that whole gay fish episode on him. But there's all these rumors that he might be a dick sucker. I don't know if it's true, and to be quite honest, I don't want it to be true. They can keep him. I don't know why people want to make everybody homo. Like, we don't want him either, y'all. Okay, keep it. But apparently, I can't find the damn article, but apparently he's still spouting off shit about how he did not take no fingers up the butt. But he who doth protest too much, con mother trucking yay, ye or Yeezus or whatever the fuck, whatever. Moving the mother truck on. Oh, might as well talk about this too, though. Just, I was curious. Because this chick, I just don't, what the fuck is going on with my computer? It won't do shit right now. Oh, here we go. It's moving now. It's a moving on up like a freaking, what the fuck are you doing, computer? It was working. And then now it's like, no, sorry, Hollywood Hick. We're not going to let you read this Rihanna story about why she pulled out of the Grammys. Because I have said this before and I will say this again. Rihanna is a horrible singer. Horrible. Horrible. Got some Kayla. If all you have to sing is middle C, go to fucking Rihanna. She's the one who will do it for you. But, okay, god damn it, here it goes again. I almost got my story and then it went fucking nuts. But apparently, that shit went down. I don't know. I didn't watch it. I can't watch these things. I can't watch all these people patting each other on the back, and our performances weren't that great anyway. But apparently, here on the page 6, they're saying the real reason Rihanna pulled out of Grammy performance. So apparently she was supposed to perform, got there, did a couple of rehearsals, and then ditched the thing, right? Well, According to this, it says Rihanna canceled her Grammys performance due to bronchitis, but sources exclusively tell Page Six it was just a ploy to get out of the award show at the 11th hour because she feared giving a lackluster performance, which was highly likely from what I can tell. Because really, like, anytime I hear her sing, it's like, everything's one note. I'm Rihanna singing the same note all the time. Everything is exactly the same. But now everything is just whatever. It's like Beyonce. I'm so over Beyonce and all of her freaking overly syncopated rhythms on everything. It's like, Beyonce, we get it. You like a syncopated rhythm, but good Lord, like, what? How syncopated does your shit gotta get and to sound just like the last one? Like, please, we need you to do something new and original, because everything I've heard coming out of you for the last little bit, it sounds just like the last. Everything is just like the last, just like the before. And y'all can come for me, Bayhive. I don't care. I will look each and every one of you bitch-ass bitches in the face and say, Beyonce is dropping the ball and she's being lazy and everything sounds exactly the same and everything is overly syncopated and you can kiss my big faggot ass. I'm just saying it's all. But back to Rihanna and her only one note singing ass, right? She says she felt like her performance couldn't compare to some of the other artists, and she was trying to avoid the embarrassment because she knew it wasn't the right comeback performance. She said, I ain't doing this. Or she said, I'm not doing this. But I say ain't because ain't is more fun, right? Well, sources said Riri rehearsed her tune Kiss It Better twice, but then got cold feet after seeing Kendrick Lamar and others rehearse. See, I told you Kendrick Lamar is like killing it right now, apparently, if you're all into that rap music. I'm not, that's just not my thing. I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying it just really ain't my thing. I prefer Carly Rae Jepsen, who I wanted to go see down the street at the Fonda Theater last night, but guess what I was doing? Working at the workplace. So I didn't get to see my new favorite Carly Rae Jepsen. And I'm still telling you, her album Emotion came out a couple of few months ago. It's still the tits best pop album I've heard in a very, 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 very long time. And if y'all ain't listening to it, you're doing yourself a damn disservice. All right, back to my story. It says here, another source who saw the pop star's rehearsals told us it was underwhelming. Go figure. The performance was like a throwback to an 80s talk show. James Corden was going to introduce her, and she was supposed to walk over, talk to him, and then gyrate on the mic. Oh, so original. No wonder she ditched this stupid-ass sound and performance. The source went on and continued. People were like watching like, oh, is that it? So she was singing parts of the song live, but it had a lot of recorded vocals. Of course, because a bitch can't sing. I'm sorry. The bitch cannot sing. They go on, they say, we were surprised when she rehearsed the ballad all the way through because we thought she was going to kill it and come back with her more upbeat single Work. It didn't seem like Rihanna. You know why? Because she ain't a good singer. I'm just saying is all. Whatever. It's all one note. Some catchy tunes, yeah, where they like capitalize on her like limited range. Yeah. But they were doing a better job of it back at the beginning of her like singing. But now later I'm like, oh my God, everything is just so freaking like, oh, look at me, I'm edgy. No, just be a pop singer. Just be a fucking pop. Look at Britney Spears. Bitch can't sing a fucking note, but she can produce one hell of a goddamn fucking pop song, okay? And don't come fronting Britney Spears here on the Hollywood Hick program, because right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com, that's when I'd be like the Bayhive and the Hollywood Hick be coming after your ass. Don't be coming for my beloved Britney, because bitch can make a good pop song. I don't care what nobody says. I would rather see Ann lip singing. Fuck that shit. I'd rather see him lip sync than see him try to sing that shit. I wanted to sound like what I wanted to sound like, and I wanted to do their freaking dancing and moving, and I want to see Britney Spears do that shit. So back to this, though. Apparently, the producers then powwowed with their team, and it was an intense conversation. It didn't seem like they were discussing a doctor's note. But another source said the singer looked upset after rehearsals, and a doctor came to see her. After the doctor talked to her and told her the diagnosis, she was forced to pull out. Apparently, she caught the bronchitis, is what they want us to believe. I think she caught the I realize I ain't really that good of a singer-chitis. That's what I kind of think that's what had happened. But apparently on nights before the Grammys, Rihanna performed at a Lionel Richie tribute and partied at Up and Down in New York with Naomi Campbell for Riri's Fenty X Puma fashion show. The anti-hitmaker also seems to have had a speedy recovery after the award. She was back at Up and Down celebrating her 28th birthday days later. And on Monday, because that's right, bronchitis takes more than a couple of few days. That shit will fucking knock your ass out. But apparently she's released a couple of videos for this Work song. Probably just the same note. Work, work, a, singing the same note whatever. But apparently Rihanna is a pussy ass liar, because she didn't want to do the Grammys because she sucked, and she just like slunk away and was like, I can't go on here and like embarrass myself, which I guess that's better than going on and embarrassing yourself. But also, like, step it up, bitch. Step it up. Don't think you're going to be like, you're not. This is the other thing too. Like, these people like her who think they want to also come out with some ballad where they're going to freaking be fucking Celine Dion or Adele or some shit like that. You can't do it. You got to understand your limitations. Look at Britney. She gets it. She knows what she can and can't pull off. So she doesn't try to do this shit. She would have gone out there, done one of her like fucking fun ass dance numbers, killed it, and walked off the stage. That's what my girl Britney would do. Now that she's kind of got things back together, maybe they hopefully they don't drug her too much in the process, because, you know, I think they're keeping her on some kind of like mood altering sort of leveler out, because she's still underneath that conservatorship for their dad, you know. But that seems like a process that works for a sister, so I ain't gonna front it, right? So, whatever. Apparently, Rihanna is starting to realize what the Hollywood hick has known for quite some time, that she is pretty much a shitty singer. That's just what I has to say about that, y'all. All right. Okay, whatever. Moving on. I got to click on this, and it's breaking my heart still, but my beloved Big Ange was taken up to be with her maker, or whatever you want to say, or whatever. Oh, I'm so sad. It breaks my heart. She was so funny and so much fun to watch on TV. Like, she just did not give a fuck. She just wanted to have a good time. She got along with, she was just good people. Good people and funny and whatever. But apparently she had her big old party, and they did exactly what they asked her to do. So everybody, remember what the Hollywood hick told you. When I finally kicked a bucket, I hope it's a good long time from now, but when I finally kicked a bucket, there ain't none of this sad memorial shit. I want what Big Ange had. I want a big ass kick ass party where everybody's dancing, singing, drinking, having a good time, talking about all the fun, stupid shit we used to do all the time, things like that. I don't want any big old long pity party, because that's just not, I just don't. Like, it's why I won't go see no damn depressing movie. I ain't gonna pay to get depressed. That's stupid. That's straight up stupid. I hate that shit. It just ain't something I want to do, right? Well, apparently over here on the Hollywood gossip site, they're saying that she got her party, and it was held in Brooklyn, and it was reflective of her personality, as family and friends honored her final wishes by paying tribute with a disco-themed blowout. Everybody listen, this is what everybody should be doing. Why you're having these sad-ass, sorry-ass, wallowing pity parties, I don't know. But says she would have been very happy with the service. A close source close to Big Ange told, this came off of the radar, I guess is where they're getting all of this information here on the Hollywood gossip site. Apparently says it was very nice to remember her life. There was an open bar on every floor. God bless you. Dolly bless you, Big Ange. That's how good. And they were passing around sangria as a signature drink. Of course, there were some somber moments as well, as some who were cut out of Ange life were welcomed back into the fold during her final days and permitted to mourn with the rest of the loved ones. So good. See, they did. But they didn't let everybody back, because apparently her ex-husband was footing the bill for a lot of this. And I'm telling you, if you were in this lifestyle and you were one of these mob people, you cannot be considered a rat or a spawn of a rat, or else you're going to be a baby rat. That's what they call them. Like, if you're the daughter of somebody who ratted out some other mobsters, you're a baby rat, and you are pretty much ostracized like your parent would be. But apparently says Rihanna apparently didn't make peace with everybody in her final days, but I don't think, according to other things I read, it wasn't her that said no. It was the ex-husband who was footing the bill. He's like, I can't have any problems if these people show up. But there's two off of that Mob Wives show she's on. The Karen Gravano, who is Sammy the Bull Gravano's daughter. He turned witness for the feds now. And then this one, Brittany Fogarty, her daddy, I forget who he is, but he turned witness for the feds, and he's like in witness protection. And so she ain't seen him in like 20 years or some shit like that. But still, it don't matter. That rat moniker follows your ass wherever you go. So these baby rats were not allowed there. So that's the thing. These mob people, they don't play. Like, you get labeled a rat, watch that show. You call one of them a rat, they will come at you, claws out, pulling hair, punching, swinging, throwing chairs, flipping tables, just fucking cray cray, right? They will come for fucking blood. It's what I'm saying. But what I am also saying is, take a lesson, people. take a lesson. You do not want to go out all sad and everything. It's like life goes on. Celebrate the funness, the happiness, and all of that kind of stuff. And like, have a cocktail, get drunk, dance a dance to some of my favorite songs that will be remixed to Ignition, Eastbound and Down. What else are my favorite songs? Those are the ones I can think of off the top of my head right now because I got too many things going through it at the moment. But you need to play Remix to Ignition like 20 times that night and fucking bust a move every time. There should be some line dancing happening. Do the chill factor. People, I need to go out there learning some line dances and fucking busting a move to some line dancing. I'm telling you, not just some freaking push tush. I want it, or tush push, whatever the fuck it is. But people need to be out there line dancing and having a good time, playing some good old country with their baby Dolly Parton, spewing from everything. Baby, I'm burning. What else? But All I Can Do, Jolene. Yeah. There's just got to be a lot of that going on. There's got to actually be sections. Got to be a Dolly Parton room where everybody can go in there and get a whole dose of Dolly. That's what I need at my funeral wake or whatever the fuck you call it. Memorial service, after party. Freaking, I'm just saying, is everybody get Cootie Brown drunk and have a good time. That's what needs to happen. Okay. What other stories do I got on here? I was looking at this one because over on the Jezebel website, every week they do this weekend tabloids thing. And I was scrolling through it. And it's just, again, it's, of course, it's got this stupid Kim cunt trashing at the top of everything. But apparently, according to the In Touch, the Kim announces that D-I-V-O-R-C-E. So she is about to do some serious divorcing. But I don't know. I don't think so. I just bit my tongue in the middle of talking. Who does that? Apparently, the Hollywood hick. Oh, my goodness. Ow. I'm going to try not to do that again. That was not cute. All right, back to what I was talking about. Whoo, don't do that, y'all. How do you bite your tongue in the middle of talking? Be the Hollywood hick, dumbass. Lord, see, I even talk about myself, people. I am not exclusive. But apparently, according to this, Kim and Kanye and his dumb bitch ass, because he won't shut the fuck up, his narcissism outweighs hers, which is impossible, you would think. But her Muppet /Hobbit looking ass apparently is trying to dump him. And her mama ain't having it either, apparently. Oh, by the way, speaking of the cunt trashians, I went last weekend on Saturday night to the iHeart 80s extravaganza at the Forum out here in Inglewood in Los Angeles, right? It was tits fun. Although I will say this, Forum, if you work at the Forum, okay, once the show started to get going, they closed all the freaking bars inside and made you go outside to these makeshift bars out there with the slowest mother trucking bartenders in the history of the world. It took them like 5 minutes to pour a damn beer. So, Forum, quit that shit. Leave all the bars open so I can quickly get a freaking beer and get back to my damn show. Like, whatever. Tears for Fears, I didn't give too much shit about it. They were never really one of my big favorites. But it was Tears for Fears, Loverboy, Missing Persons, Culture Clubs, Rick Springfield, Billy Idol. It was fucking tits fun, right? They were doing all their hits, whatever. But speaking of these cut trashings, the mama, Chris, she came out to introduce. They had somebody introduce each act, right? She came out to introduce Culture Club. Bitch, God. Booed, straight up booed. I jumped right into the mix too. I was up there, boo, hiss, boo, totally straight up booed. You couldn't even hardly hear what she was saying. The place was booing so loud. It was awesome. But also, Forum, keep your damn bars open on the inside. I even asked the people working there. I was like, what the fuck? They're like, we know. Nothing we can do about it. We're not the boss, man. We're missing out on tips. See, and you're also screwing your employees out of tips by being bitch-ass bitches. I don't understand. It's a concert. People are going to drink beer. If you got beer outside to be had, why not just go ahead and sell it inside so people can get it quicker? You might sell more beer that way because some people, I'm sure, wouldn't be like, I ain't waiting in that damn line. Culture Club about to come on. Stupid, right? But it was pretty awesome when that Kris Jenner got booed the fuck right off the stage. Sometimes you get to see it happen when it happens, and it was tits awesome. But apparently, it's a $1 billion divorce. Kris is not having a Christmas boot off the stage, ain't having it. So I'm curious to see if this is faux reels or faux knots. And who knows? You know it ain't going to last forever. That was just not, it's like it's attention whores can't stay together for fucking ever. Because one of, it's like always going to be a contest for attention. And that just doesn't seem to me to parlay itself into anything that's going to be like long lasting. Oh, and then here, if I scroll down, apparently, and this one is just annoying as fuck to me. And, you know, I used to like this dude. And actually, I used to kind of like her, and now they're both on my damn nerves. He's just gotten too damn cheesy for words. I can't help it. or I can't stand it. That's what I'm trying to say. I can't stand it. But this Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton relationship, and I don't know if it's fake or not. They're trying to do it for publicity for this damn voice show or whatever. I don't know. But apparently, according to this, they're supposed to be kind of broke up, but not, who knows, but they might not be broke up. I don't get it. Like, I used to like Blake Shelton a lot, but he has just gotten cheesy as fuck, and I just cannot support that in any way, shape, or form. Like, it's just his level. It's like the cheese is oozing out of every pore. It's like easy cheese is flying out of all of his pores and whatnot. I just can't. I just can't. It's just not who I am. I just don't have the ability to, like, do that kind of nonsense. Right. But it says over here on the Jezebel site, on the Weekend tablet, I think they're getting this from the Star tabloid magazine, right? Says, while we're on the subject of shocking breakups that will send you into a spiral of depression and postal service tracks. I don't know what the fuck that's, postal service tracks, whatever. Allow me to ruin your day with news that the split of Gwake, that's what they're calling them, Gwake. I'm stopping right now. I can't. If you're calling them Gwake, fuck this. Moving on. Whatever. Apparently, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani might or might not be breaking up, and it might be Miranda Lambert's fault. And be quite honest, I'm on Miranda Lambert's side because she makes tits music. And out of the three, she is by far the best music maker, and I have to support her because that's just how I roll. But I can't. Well, Gwake. Ugh, moving the fuck on. I guess OK Magazine is saying the same thing. After that Gwake shit, I just can't. But I thought there was something down here. Oh, this one is kind of interesting, and I don't know how you can blame this on whatever. But apparently, it says here, and this is from Life and Style, is what this they're pulling it from here. But I've seen it on a whole bunch of things. But there was like a nut, like I guess there has been a rash of Bachelor contestants who have committed suicide on the flip side. And it's like these people are now trying to say it's people are blaming the show for the third death of people who have committed suicide from being on there. But I don't understand how you could blame a show like that for being the reason somebody goes and commits suicide. I don't know. I have like a conflicting sort of relationship with it, because and I think suicide is horribly selfish, and it's just like to me it's like, I mean, it's sad, and at the same time it angers me, because it's like you're so selfish that like even you just, you know, like you had to like force us to mourn you. So I don't know how I feel, but I can't really wrap my brain around it. Like, I'm scared to even say exactly what's in my head about it, because it may not come out right and people be like, Hollywood hit crazy. People, it's sad when somebody kills himself. Well, it is sad when somebody kills himself, but at the same time, it's like, why? That means to me that you don't really have any care for the people on the flip side who like are in this planet that like care for you. So at the same time, it's like, yeah, but I don't understand what you're going through. So whatever, I'm like stuck in purgatory when it comes to it. I feel like it's like horribly selfish and a horrible, awful thing. And at the same time, it's really sad and depressing. And like, I just wish that you didn't have to like tell these kind of stories. But this is the thing. I don't know why everything has to be somebody else's fault these days. It's like people who go on shows like this have a certain level of a Kanye sort of narcissistic side, right? You have to. I've gone on stupid TV shows just for the sake of being on some stupid TV show. That's how I ended up on that damn dumbass game show Hair Jacked a while back, where I go on there, where I rocked it, by the way. I fucking kicked some serious mother trucking ass on that program. I fucking owned it from the minute I got up on there, walked away $10,000 richer, mother truckers. I didn't even need all the time I needed at the end to figure out the like last puzzle where I had to put directors with the movie they made. I even drug it out to try to give them a little bit of drama, but I could have just walked away and like, boop, 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 boop. Here you go, mother truckers. Give me my money. Let's get this shit over with. I did not. I've done that. I've been on other stupid shit. One time I was on the NBC Nightly News on the way to Vegas at the airport. They were asking questions about Southwest Airlines and how we felt about them cutting peanuts possibly out of their whole like service, whatever. I guess Southwest still give you some peanuts. Do they still? I haven't taken Southwest in forever. But back then they were thinking about stopping it, and the NBC Nightly News asked me what I thought about it, and my response was, that's ridiculous. And I did that's ridiculous hand, and apparently I made the NBC Nightly News that night because they put me on there because my that's ridiculous was newsworthy, right? See, the Hollywood hick is even newsworthy, national newsworthy once in a while. That was years ago, but it happened. I ain't making that shit up. But That's the thing. It's like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know why, how you can say it's the Bachelor TV show's fault. Like, you go on there. It's like, and I don't understand people who want to say, like, oh, and it was horrible. The producers manipulated me. If you do not think that the producers on these reality programs, when you go on there, are going to try to manipulate you for drama and or everything else, that's what it's about. That's what we watch for. So if that's something that you can't handle, then you need to figure that out for yourself before you go on there. And if it doesn't work out, on the flip side, don't blame them. That means you made a decision that just kind of like sent you into a spiral. I don't know. I can't. I just feel like there should be some more personal responsibility when it comes to that kind of stuff. It's like, don't say this show ruined my life, because you know that you're taking a chance when you go on one of these reality programs that you might get made to be the bad guy on account of they gotta have a bad guy. And if you get the one to be picked to do that, then that's what you get picked to do. That's just how that shit works out. And you can't come out on the other side all butthurt about it. Like, I can't believe they made me look like that. Well, you know what? That's their fucking job. And if you couldn't figure that out before you went in there, then you got serious mother trucking problems. That means that you are stupid. You are a straight up mouth breathing moron who hasn't paid one bit of attention to anything in the past, like, what, 15 years that this reality program has been all over everything. Dolly have mercy on these people. Whatever. And I don't mean to talk ill about somebody that went and killed themselves, but at the same time, I find it a horribly selfish act. And at the same time, I find it sad. Like, I'm torn. I'm like the rope in a game of tug of war between how my feelings about that. Whatever. Moving the mother truck on. Now, this is the other one. I love how they like want to like make it out like, okay, because apparently Charlize Theron is maybe not one of the most nicest people in the world. Whatever. She's beautiful. She's rich. She's a good actress. All of that. So, like, I'm perfectly fine with it. But she adopted a kid, right, a while back. He looks like he's probably like 5 or 6. It doesn't really say here. But apparently she's a pretty strict mama. And I'm good for you, Charlize, by the way, because too many people just let their children run rampant these days. It just drives me crazy. It's like they ain't got no damn discipline. Everybody's scared to do anything. And she's like, oh, fuck no. You ain't going to get that shit over on me. But they're trying to make her out here as being the worst mom in Hollywood. It says right here, Charlize Theron is Hollywood's worst mom, according to the cover of Star. But then you go up on the inside of this, and basically what it is, her kid was being an asshole, and she shut that shit down. And you know what that means? That, to me, is she's being Hollywood's best mom, because she's like, oh, hell to the no. Let me do this. This is going to be a lesson right now. That you start acting like this, then you are shut the fuck down. You ain't going to get to do no more. You were having a good time in your class, so you started acting all up and started causing all kind of trouble. No. You're going to get in this car. I'm going to take your ass home. You're going to sit in time out. I'm probably going to beat your ass when there ain't a camera around so anybody can see it, so that you know that I am the boss. I'm telling you, kids today ain't got nothing to be scared of, because their salvation is a phone call away to Child Protective Services or whatever. Like, my mommy was mean to me. No, your mama gave you some tough love because your bitch ass needed it. That's what it was. I ain't saying that there aren't children who are abused out there. I think that's fucking horrible and awful, and those people should be fucking the scum of the earth underneath the prison and get their ass beat on the regular just because they're horrible, awful people. But because you discipline your child and be like, no, you are shut the fuck down. Get in this car. I don't care. You want to pitch a fit? I will show you what a fit is, and I will get you in this car, because look at me, bigger than you. You got that? Until this shifts and you grow, until you're bigger than me, right now, I got the upper hand, and you ain't going to play this shit. So you better shut it the fuck down right motherfucking now, okay? And that's what she did, because it says here, apparently the very strict, good for you, Charlize pulled her son out of dance class, which led him to throwing a fit in the parking lot, after which she put him in the car and took him home for a much needed time out. Okay, what is bad mother about that? Star Magazine, you're fucking grasping here, you bitch ass bitches, right? He says here, I definitely felt bad for her. This was a bystander. I definitely felt bad for her. It's embarrassing for any mother to have to deal with their child making a huge scene in public, right? And so I'm looking at the pictures from it here, and it's like, that's exactly what it is. The kid is pitching a fit. She's trying to put him in the car. He's like, no, 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 self-entitled little punk. I was almost calling him a bitch ass, but I'm going to try not to call a kid a bitch ass, but he's a punk ass punk. And his mama shut his ass down. Good for you, Charlize. Lord have mercy. What else is going on out here? Is there anything else on here I want to... Oh, let's look over here. See, there's a couple of people make us feel better about ourselves. We're getting low on time here over at the Hollywood Hick program. And let me see what's going on. Oh, there were a couple of these. Here's one. Be glad you're not this bitch-ass bitch. I don't understand these people. This is a lesson in don't be a self-entitled see you next Tuesday. I can't stand this. But according to the Jezebel site, the headline here is, did this tiara-wearing lunatic bite a fellow plane passenger, or is it just a case of class envy, right? But according to this, it says here, New York art curator Stacey Ingman, apparently she has a very colorful Instagram for what it's worth, it says here, was issued a summons for assault after allegedly biting a fellow first-class passenger on a flight from Istanbul to JFK last summer. According to this, the best detail of the case, Ingman, ever the elegant lady, was wearing a tiara when she when the biting supposedly happened. So apparently she got all. And also, I'm looking at this picture on Jezebel. What? When did this freaking trend in fashion where everything's got to look like it's falling the fuck apart? And like this chick, like really, her outfit looks like she got it out of a fucking dumpster behind a fucking drag bar. That's exactly what it looks like. That's exactly what it looks like. She looks a straight up mother trucking fool. So if you want to feel better about yourself, I'll try to post this on the Facebook page, but go over on the Jezebel. Look for this story about this tiara-wearing lunatic airplane passenger biter. But says here, going on, says, in an article perfectly titled Tiara-Wearing Lunatic Bites Passenger on JFK-Bound Flight, the New York Post reports that the confrontation occurred when a fellow passenger confronted Ingman, 38, for taking up too much room. After the fellow passenger bristled, Ingman began to raise and lower the adjustable armrest into the woman's leg before launching into a stream of insults. Self-entitled, see you next Tuesday, right? Right. When the other woman told her to cool it and turned away, Ingman bit her on the backside, according to a criminal complaint. Yep, that's what this bitch did. So she's so self-entitled, like she thinks that like I'm just going to take a chomp out of you, idiot woman. Says, prior to the biting, according to the court papers, Ingman told anyone who would listen she had been on a yacht for 5 dates. Who gives 2 shits? Was it your yacht? Then shut the fuck up. Okay? Says, as one witness put it, she was aggressive from the beginning of the flight. Ingman admits that she was wearing a tiara on the flight, because why wouldn't she be wearing a tiara? It's ridiculous. But counter, she did not bite anyone. I'm calling bullshit because this self-entitled cunt probably don't even remember biting anybody because she just thinks that her actions don't matter because there's no repercussions because she's some freaking like coddled, self-entitled see you next Tuesday. I'm just saying. But apparently, this is what she told W Magazine. It was last summer and I'd been to haute couture. Oh God, that's right here. Like this doesn't make you like just want to slap a bitch right across the face. I don't know what will. She goes, I was on the boat and had my sunglass tiara on. What the fuck is a sunglass tiara, by the way? One, don't go walking around with a freaking tiara on your head, because all we're going to do is like, look at that stupid, see you next Tuesday. Unless you're a bachelorette and the one getting married soon as the bachelorette, then keep fucking tiaras off your head. That's just ridiculous. Or you're a drag queen. Drag queens, I let them wear them. But she goes, I had my sunglass tiara on because I got utterly horribly sick on the boat. Okay, you had your sunglass tiara on because I got utterly hard. What does a tiara have to do with getting sick on a boat? If anybody can explain that to me, tweet a hick, would you? Because I don't get it. I really don't get it. She said, I had horrible food poisoning and had to come back early. Yeah. Now, this is another thing I want to tell you, Sugar. If you have horrible food poisoning and you're barfing and like there's a chance that you're going to be shitting up a storm, getting on a plane where you're packed in with a whole bunch of other people may not be the best of ideas. You got that? Because that's just untoward. Nobody wants to have to be sitting beside somebody who's constantly going over there fucking pissing out of their ass. Okay, that's just ridiculous and gross. You should have just stayed somewhere else. If like you were so freaking in a haze of like food poison, maybe you should have just not subjected that to anybody other than your damn self and stayed in a hotel room and like got a little bit better and then get on a damn plane. All right. So she says, when I was coming back, I just remember waking up and this girl is whacking me over the head with her seat cushion. I call bullshit. This is all, I can just tell, like, this is a story she made up in her stupid ass sunglass tiara wearing head of hers, right? The flight attendants were immediately engaged. There was absolutely no biting. This is the most absurd thing I can imagine. And the flight resumed and everything was completely fine. That is the ramblings of a self-entitled see you next Tuesday who probably has like 3 flight attendants calling bullshit on her ass as we speak. She described the situation to the Post, where she said, I had fallen asleep. The next thing I know, she's whacking me over the head with the armrest. This girl was extremely aggressive. Bullshit. She feels that she might be a victim of class envy and describes her accuser as a sweatshirt-clad total granola girl. Well, she can't be that fucking poor because she's riding in fucking first class coming from Istanbul to JFK. Okay? Okay. So maybe she just wants to be comfortable on a plane and doesn't want to show up with fucking mud butt wearing a goddamn sunglass tiara like some self-entitled See You Next Tuesday who goes on a leg whacking with an armrest rampage and starts biting people on the backside. Okay, you are a self-entitled cunt and I don't believe you. And I don't like to use that. Well, yeah, I do like that word. Whatever. I don't use it as much as the mob wives do, though. They use that C word more than I do, y'all. But she goes on with the last thing she says. I need to speak to my lawyer about how we move forward. This is like bullying. Yeah, because you're the mother trucking bully, bitch. So y'all be glad you are not one Stacey Ingman ugly ass freaking drag queen dumpster wearing outfit wearing bitch ass bitch and going with your day knowing you're not this self-entitled See You Next Tuesday who should be pretty much drowned in a toilet as far as I'm concerned. And on that note, y'all, that does it for the Hollywood Hick. Thanks for listening in. Oh, and by the way, sorry there was no Tuesday episode this week, but guess what? Workplace. That's the only excuse I have anymore because that's the damn truth, y'all. But you're listening to me on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Follow the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. Follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I think that does it for me, mother truckers. Everybody be good, stay out of trouble, and I will talk to yo bitch asses soon. Doodle-lam-doodle-lam-doo, mother truckers. Buh-bye.
Toodle-lam-boo-lam-boo-lam-boo-lam-boo. Toodle-lam-toodle-lam-toodle-lam-boo.